Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. As an investor, you're going to seek counsel. You want to get information. You want to pick the brains of other folks, which means getting around the right people. Today, we're going to talk about finding your tribe on the Real Estate Guys radio program.
If you love real estate and have always wanted to own your own business, listen up. The Real Estate Guys and their panel of experts want to teach you how to go full-time fast in the real estate syndication business. These next few years may go down in history as one of the best times ever to acquire investment real estate. There are deals everywhere if you know where to look and how to assemble the resources. The Secrets of Successful Syndication Seminar will show you how to make big money doing big deals from a team of experts that have syndicated projects totaling more than $1 billion. Don't wait for someone to give you a raise or create a job for you. Attend the Secrets of Successful Syndication and learn how to build a team, raise capital, find deals, and make full-time money in 6 months or less. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events. All the big players use syndication as a way to diversify risk, optimize profits, and earn big money. You can too. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events.
Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio show. We are in sunny San Diego. Let's say hi to the guys. It's the co-host and financial strategist of the Real Estate Guys, Russell Gray.
Hey, Robert.
And joining us, the godfather of real estate. He's been investing in seven different decades, Bob Helms.
Great to be here with you guys, and it is gorgeous here today.
Yeah, I always come to San Diego this time of year, and it's a beautiful day. Had some rain and all that, but it's part of what makes the world beautiful. So many different places to go. We're here for our annual goals retreat. Just finished up with 156 folks who are now going to have a better year than ever.
You know, one of my favorite things about what we do, Robert, is just the opportunity to get away to a place with a bunch of real live people instead of just a couple of microphones.
Yeah.
And the opportunity to look people in the eye and hear what they're thinking about and talk to them about their highs and lows. And the goals retreat is especially good. It's not really as interactive as a lot of the stuff we do, but it's deep. You know, the reflection reception that we do in the beginning, and people are looking back on their last year and they're looking forward to their next year. And we restrict the conversations to what did you accomplish last year and what did you learn and what went right and what went wrong and what are you going to take lesson wise forward into the new year and what are you aiming at this year? And it's just really, really exhilarating to be around a bunch of people that are high achievers, that are ambitious, that are willing to invest the time and the money in themselves to seek answers. Just the environment, it's a chemistry. It's hard to describe until you've been there. For those of you that are listening that were part of it, you know exactly what we're talking about and probably can't wait to come back. And that's why we do what we do. It's just every year the opportunity to come and spend time with people. And it's really kind of part of what today's show is all about, really, is just that idea of getting around people that just make you feel alive, that make you feel hopeful, that give you great ideas, that are supportive of your goals. And it's just a fabulous, fabulous time.
Yeah, I don't know how we could miss this event. I've had the great pleasure of being at every Goals event Robert has ever done, starting with a three-hour warm-up that little did we know where it was going, but it's been so powerful for people. We see the regulars, the people who once having done this and gotten the value from it, just won't miss it again. That includes me. And the interesting part is, although I've been coming for years, I'm finally taking much better action than I've ever taken in the past. So it's such a good feeling to be here. And one of the things I enjoyed this year particularly was that we had a lot of new faces, people who were not necessarily new to the Real Estate Guys events, but it was their first Goals event, which we call Create Your Future.
Yeah, you know, amazing to see so many good friends and folks that we've gotten to know over the years and brand new listeners, right? Always ask, of course, how'd you hear about us? And surprisingly, the overwhelming answer is the podcast. So one of our things for the new year is we're going to keep doing that. We're going to keep doing the podcast. We do what we call plan, do, review, right? You plan your work, you work your plan, you do it, and then you review. How did you do? We worked really hard and our amazing support team was just so great this year. And after we were all tired as can be, we've got together after a long, long day and we did our plan, do, review session for an hour and a half about what went right, what went wrong, how do we make it better. And then we got to thinking and talking about just the amazing energy of the room and how the reason it works so well is it's our tribe. Now, what does that mean? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today on the show. How do you find a tribe? We talk about in the Goals Retreat that you are affected so much by your environments and your associations, the places you go and spend time and who you spend time with, the associations you have. Those are the people who are vendors and partners and customers in your business, as well as the people you choose to spend time with, your friends, your family. And we say you become the sum total of the five people you spend the most time with. A huge part of our success as the Real Estate Guys is we make it a strategic habit to get around the right people.
It's so important because if you think about how you learned your culture, if you think about how you learned your language, a lot of your thought patterns and self-talk, it was part of your upbringing. You were raised by your parents and you hung out with your siblings and then you got put into a social environment in church and school and sports teams and clubs. And, you know, human beings are social and we learn from each other. We pick up things from each other, both consciously and subconsciously. And if you think you can hang around with negative, disillusioned, frustrated people, if you think you can be in an environment where people are always dragging you down or resisting your energy and ambition and think that you can just survive that long term, you really can't. You'll pick it up. But the power of being a aggressive human being that's going out into the world and charging hard towards your goals is having a tribe of people around you that you're feeding off of. They make you stronger. Most of us end up in tribes by default early in life, and there's situations we're put in. At some point, we have an enlightenment, and we start realizing that there is a difference between people, and we start moving more of the bad people out of our life and more of the good people in. But, you know, it's unfortunate. Some people don't make that conscious decision. Some people actually give in a little bit to the negativity. Some people actually connect on the negativity. There are people who actually bond with another human being by complaining about what's wrong, what's not working, blaming other people.
Misery loves company. Misery loves company. When everything's going awful, you want to complain to somebody who will listen, and usually it's someone who's also miserable. Now, the good, bad thing, well, you know, nobody's better than anybody else. Nobody's worse than anybody else. It just has to do with, is there a match or not? You have people in your lives who support you. You have habits in your life that serve you. You also probably have people in your life that detract from what you're trying to achieve. And you have habits in your life that do not serve you well. Good habits are hard to form and easy to live with. Bad habits are easy to form and hard to live with. And again, to your point, Russ, most people just fall into it. They don't realize there's a choice, but there is. Ken McElroy says you want to change your income, change your peer group, get around different people. And that's what we've done, and it's worked so amazingly well that now we attract folks, and the greatness of our tribe has very little to do with us. To watch them interact with each other, learn from each other, get inspired by one another. That's the cool part. At this event, we had more than 150 people, which is the biggest goals retreat we've done. I had a little concern that it might lose some intimacy, but it was exactly the opposite. Every additional person added that much more energy, and it's the power of 11. When two people come together, it's not twice as good. It's 11 times as good because we can bounce off ideas and so forth. This show, now in its 20th year of broadcast, about to enter its 21st year of broadcast, would be very different if it was me as the host monologuing the whole time. Russ and I think differently. We react differently. We have different perspectives. And we have conversations, many of which you guys tune into. When we get a guest or when the Godfather drops by, we get yet another perspective that you keep adding folks. And before long, you've got this amazing group of people. And yet a group of people can't really be defined by any one thing, right? And if they are, that's probably a problem. So people in your tribe are often diverse. They aren't all the same. It's been said that when two people are exactly the same in the way they think, then one is unnecessary. We tend to gravitate to partners who are like us. We're attracted to people that are like us. What I love about the Real Estate Guys tribe is they're all different. Different walks of life, different types of property, different marketplaces, different levels of risk, different ideas of what a good deal is. And that lets us have really amazing discussions.
Yeah, but there's a bond of commonality. You know, we talked earlier about people who bond over negativity, and it's some of that's important. I mean, if you're going through something in your life, there's that human empathy that's feeling somebody's pain. Hopefully you don't want to wallow in it, but you want to begin to work towards a solution. But there is a season where you just have to feel heard. You have to feel understood, and that's important. So I'm not here to suggest that people should all be happy, you know, running around sunshine and unicorns all the time, you know, Pollyanna. There's definitely the ups and downs in life. And, you know, it's kind of what a tribe will help you get through. In our case, you know, most people are pretty high achieving, ambitious people. They've done well. Sometimes the price points that we create create a barrier to entry. You have to be at a certain level of success even to make it into the room. And so that's part of the process. It's not meant to discriminate. It's just, you know, as a business, we have to set a point. And, you know, we part of that is not just to make the thing work on a financial model, but part of it is to actually create a barrier to entry so we can create these environments. So it's very, very important. Obviously, a big part of it is the subject matter. People are very interested in real estate. You know, the Create Your Future event, the Goals Retreat, is a little bit different because it isn't about real estate.
Right.
But, you know, at the end of the day, as an investor, you have your financial growth and then you have your personal growth. And this is important. You know, we spend time coaching syndicators, and one of the things that we really focus on is personal development. And the reason that's important is because when your net worth and your access to resources and the temptation you have to maybe misappropriate resources or things like that, if your personal image, if your self-image, if your values and your mission aren't clear and you're not growing as a human being into a bigger person, then sometimes those bigger responsibilities, you don't rise up to the occasion. They crush you. And so it's really important if you're a real estate investor out there aspiring to having tons of money and have lots of freedom, that when you get there, you're the kind of person that can handle tons of money and tons of freedom and do good things with it for yourself, for the world, for your family and the people you care about, and not let it destroy you.
So how do you find your tribe? That's what we're going to talk about today on the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Live nationwide, you're listening to the Real Estate Guys. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com.
Are you ready to profit in paradise? Hi, it's Robert Helms. And if you think real estate investing means tenants, toilets, and termites, think again. Located just a short plane ride from the U.S., a virtually untouched paradise awaits. The beautiful country of Belize. When you go to Belize with the Real Estate Guys, you'll spend four fabulous days discovering one of the most intriguing real estate markets I've ever seen. With its jungle rainforests, pristine beaches, and 81-degree turquoise water, Belize is one of the most beautiful places on Earth. Plus, it's considered one of the top seven tax havens in the world. Belize property is on the rise, and many experts think the best is yet to come. But don't just take my word for it. Come experience Belize firsthand at our upcoming investor field trip. When you join us, you'll discover the many reasons we love Belize, like tremendously undervalued beachfront land, super low taxes, ease of doing business, and so much more. Get the details at realestateguysradio.com. Just click on events. See paradise for yourself. Click events at realestateguysradio.com, and I'll see you in beautiful Belize. Forbes rated Memphis the best cash flow market in the nation. And our good friend Terry Kerr at Mid-South Homebuyers has been the premier turnkey rental property provider in Memphis for over 13 years. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Terry has renovated over 750 houses. Real Estate Guys listeners have snapped up hundreds. Discover what these satisfied investors already know. Mid-South's properties are completely renovated with a one-year warranty and a lifelong rental guarantee. They're affordable, well-managed, and easy to own. Perfect for beginning investors and veterans alike. Get in on the action. Contact Terry and his team via email at midsouth@realestateguysradio.com.
Hello, this is Robert Kiyosaki. I'm the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And if you're serious about learning how to invest in real estate, listen to the Real Estate Guys. They really know what they're talking about.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks for tuning into the show. It's a new year, lots of new topics, lots of new guests coming. Very excited about 2017 and all we have planned. In fact, so much so that we got talking about what a great group of folks came out this weekend and said, you know, how do you put together a tribe? How do you find a tribe? How do you get with people that are like-minded but have diversity, all those things? So that's what we thought we'd talk about today. And reality is we have folks that listen to us in 190-plus countries. And so please understand, we're not saying come to our tribe. or we're not saying we even have a tribe, so to speak. It's not a structured thing with a membership card. It's just that we've noticed that the people that keep showing up tend to be really great people. They develop relationships. Some of them do business together. It's a really great place to be. But it's like that in lots of places. So if I'm out there as an investor and I'm looking for a place where I can find folks who can help me with ideas, hold me accountable, give me some input when I need it, where do I find those folks?
Yeah, I guess what we're saying is there's an environment that you'll be in any particular endeavor that you're involved in, whether it's just for entertainment, whether it's for family and social, or whether it's business related. It really doesn't matter. You're going to have multiple tribes.
Sure.
The point is, you know, it's your tribe by how you feel. If you feel energized, if you feel connected, if you feel like you belong, if you feel that you're becoming a better person because you're in the environment, that's kind of the evidence that you're with the people you need to be with. And so that's why we come off these events on this big high.
I remember when I was in college radio and I became music director for my college radio station, which is kind of a big job there. I literally had no idea what the job entailed. I had a high school radio station, but the idea was when one person was leaving and another person was coming in, because it was a school-run radio station, that the outgoing person would spend the summer training the incoming person. So I showed up first day of summer. Just so happens the gal that was music director before me had graduated. She said, here's the keys. Good luck. I knew nothing about what to do. And I didn't even realize, this is a ways back, music came out on records, vinyl. And I didn't know that the record company sent that to us for free. I thought we had to go out and buy records. I was used to going out and buying records. No, no, no. When you're a radio station, they want you to play their artists, so they send you all kinds of stuff. So it's Kid in the Candy Store. My goodness, but how do I know who it is and how do you organize it? Nothing. No training at all. And I was lost. I was so lost. I was depressed. I was my dream job. I love music. Here's my dream job, and I don't have any idea what I'm doing. And then we went to a conference in New York City, and it was a conference of all college radio. College Music Journal put together this conference. There's 250 people there. And the first day they stated, this afternoon after lunch, we're going to have a breakout for the program directors, a breakout for music directors, a breakout for news and sports and all these different areas. And I walked into this room and there were 18 or 20 music directors from stations all over. And I thought, oh my gosh, it's Nirvana. I learned so much that weekend from those people. I had so many questions and most of them were so happy to help. That was my tribe. They did what I was doing and it was amazing. So it's not just about real estate, but since our show is, there are lots of places people get together. Now, some of them are great. There's a lot of great teachers out there, a lot of great practitioners out there, a lot of great investment clubs, but real estate also does attract a certain group of folks who prey on people wanting to get educated, those kinds of things. So there's some very negative real estate environments. How do you find one that fits for you?
Well, I think part of it is knowing what you need and what you'd like to have and what you're trying to accomplish. There's people that get together and they pitch deals to each other. That's what they want to do. And everybody in there understands that's the game. If you're there to be more educated or more connected or maybe more emotionally supported because you feel lonely, being a real estate investor can be kind of a lonely gig and you want to share ideas and brainstorm with people. That might be different than a place that's all about, you know, pitching deals and doing deals together. Neither one is right or wrong. It's just really what is going to meet your need. You might be involved in both. For a long time, we ran an educational side of the business, and then we ran a transactional side of the business. And we created two separate environments that had two separate agendas because we wanted to be respectful of the environments that we were creating specifically for the needs of the people that were in them. But people had both needs. So rather than have them have to go elsewhere, we just created two different groups. Well, inside of that, there was a lot of overlap, as you might imagine, and it was fine. And the newbies felt more comfortable on the educational side, and the vets felt more comfortable on the transaction side. So it's just you assessing the needs of what you're looking for and where you're at in your life and what you need, and then taking a look at the other people involved and asking yourself, is this compatible? You'll know by how you feel.
And the flip side of what you can get from the group is what you can give to the group. The tribe can't be made up of a bunch of takers, and yet we do see those people show up, that's for sure. The tribe has to be made up eventually of the folks who are going to be able to interact and add value. And if you're new and you've never bought a property before, you're thinking, what can I add? Well, only 100 different things. You have some unique skills and training and probably relationships and whatever you have been doing with your life, there is likely some skills that will transfer. So yes, you want to know what do I need, but also what can I give?
Yeah, let me talk to that brand new person out there who feels completely embarrassed and overwhelmed and underqualified to go into a room full of investors. One of the things that we love when we have people like you show up in our lives is that we get a chance to hear how you see the world, how you're processing the information, and you remind us of the questions that we had way back at the beginning ourselves. And so even if you're brand new, when you open up and you're honest and you engage in a conversation, you're helping people who are further down the road, maybe a little bit distanced from where you're at, understand people like you. And if that's all you bring to the table, that's worth something. But the other thing I found is that when I start sharing ideas and experiences and things that I've learned with someone that's brand new, I learn to be smarter. It helps me process the information and be more articulate in sharing it and responding to the question, seeing how you're reacting to it. And so that's a value too. I mean, the point is that if you're a human being with a mind and an interest in a subject and a perspective, and you're willing to open up and be transparent and ask questions and share ideas, then you bring value to any environment you go into. On the reverse side, if you go in and you're playing it close to the vest and you're posing and you're pretending to be somebody you're not and you're asking questions that you haven't really thought through because you're just trying to look smart, I mean, we've all been around people like that, then you're not adding value and you're not going to fit in. So it isn't how much you know or don't know. It's how you choose to take what you have and behave.
I think there's a real key point here. The reason you want to go to these kinds of events to find the tribe, people who will share with you, who have what we call abundance thinking, not scarcity thinking. It's the perfect place for you to find out what's working with other investors, what's going on in the community. So you can't be afraid to ask questions. You can't be afraid to network. A lot of people are terrified because they're shy and they don't think they're outgoing. Well, they know they're not outgoing. Robert Helms gives his advice to people who think they're shy. Get over it. Step out of your shell. Nobody but you knows you're shy. So if in fact you'll simply step up, overcome your fear, you'll find what an amazing revelation it is. People will be interested in what you ask. They'll be interested in sharing with you their solutions.
And not everybody feels that way, but we did talk this weekend about comfort zone, and some people's comfort zone isn't very big. They're intimidated to walk up and talk to somebody, and I get that. After sharing that, one of the things I love quotes, right? Love quotes, use a lot of quotes over the weekend, get you thinking about stuff. And I asked folks, if you have a favorite quote, I'd love to have it. And I had so many folks come up and some give me quotes from famous people, some their own quotes, which was great. And several said, by even walking up here, I am out of my comfort zone. I'm not the kind of person that will come up and talk to the speaker. And I, you know, I've heard your show and I've been intimidated to talk to you. Well, absolutely get over that, because I'll tell you what, we're just a couple of dudes in the world talking about real estate, and we're no better than anybody. We're no smarter than anybody, and lots are smarter than us. And that's why we hang around those folks. But I said, well, congratulations. That's me too. I'm a shy guy. Russ is a shy guy. That might surprise you listening to our show, or even coming watching us on stage, that we're shy guys. The reality is we are, and we've gotten over it. We figured out that being shy doesn't serve us. It doesn't serve me if I can't walk up to somebody and talk. As the real estate guys, we have to ask for interviews from people who are busy and brilliant. And there's a really good chance they're going to say no, or not now, or I can't, or I won't. And if we were just terrified of rejection, we'd never do that. And you know what? We're terrified of rejection, but we do it anyway. That's the difference. And so maybe you are looking for a place where that you can call home. Now you got to kiss a lot of frogs. And I think the first thing to do, and some of you aren't shy at all, either way, go out and try some stuff on. There's lots of great places to go. If you go to a one-time event, a seminar someone's holding, Tony Robbins is coming to town. Who comes to see Tony Robbins? Not the people who don't think much of life and who aren't very excited. Those are the people that ought to come see Tony, but that's not who goes to see Tony. People who are doing well in business, people that are excited, they want to get plug into more enthusiasm and motivation. The kind of people at an event like that are great. We have some friends. They're now married. They met as two single people at a Tony Robbins event. Well, like-minded, right? They're different folks, but they came together, and that's what brought them together. So you can go to a one-day event and meet people. If it's a real estate event, you're going to meet people that are there because they're interested in real estate. Depending on the level of the education, it's a beginner class, it's an advanced class, it's on a specialty. Then you're going to maybe meet some of the right folks. And then there's groups that get together quite regularly. Meetup groups, real estate investment clubs, those kinds of things. Now, maybe you're in an area where those things don't exist. We've got some advice for that too. But start getting around being in the environments where successful people go. If you want to meet successful people, just show up where successful people go.
You know, when you decide to go to college, if you decide to go to college, and you look at the college you want to go to, you pick a college that teaches the kind of curriculum that you're interested in, that has the kind of professors and students that you want to be around. And if you do it right, you form relationships that you take forward into life and are lifelong relationships, some friendships, some professional relationships, strategic networking, if you will. But you chose that environment specifically for a reason. And this is really all we're saying is that doesn't end when you get out of college. And a lot of times we end up environments, again, by default. We talked about it earlier as children. Now we're talking about as an adult. When you go to work at a company, when you join an organization of any kind, you plug into a group of people that are already there, a culture that already exists. You may be compatible with some of it. You may be compatible with all of it. You may be compatible with none of it. The minute you recognize that it's not where you need to be, the quicker you pull the trigger, just like a deal. If you're in a deal and the deal isn't working, staying in the deal and trying to make the deal work is usually a mistake. As soon as you realize that the deal is bad and you don't want to put bad money in after good, then you just find the shortest path to the exit. The same thing is true when you're out there trying to find your tribe. You're going to enter into relationships, you're going to enter into groups, you're going to go into these environments, and you're going to recognize that this is either working or it's not working. If it's not working, cut your losses and just move on. And if you cannot find a group that you feel great about, then try to figure out what it is that would attract the people that you want and create environments yourself. That's a big part of what we do. We ended up going and creating environments that would attract the kind of people that we wanted to be around. And it was just an idea when we started. But as we continue to progress and refine it, it's gotten so good. I mean, it's really amazing. And so we're just here to tell you by our own example that if you will take the time to really realize that this is important, approach it strategically, and step out of your comfort zone and do the things you need to do, you will find yourself part of an association of powerful people that will help you be a lot more than you ever thought you could be on your own.
The right folks are the winds beneath our wings. They help us think better. They help us get better ideas. They help us refine our ideas, and they support us. And that's Finding Your Tribe. Up next, we'll play real estate trivia. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Real estate investment advice right in your mailbox. Sign up for the free Real Estate Guys newsletter at realestateguysradio.com.
All aboard. Registration is now open for the Real Estate Guys 15th Annual Investor Summit at Sea. Imagine spending an entire week with like-minded investors, world-class educators, and real-world professionals. Returning in 2017 are sales legend Tom Hopkins, international developer Beth Clifford, attorney Mauricio Raul, commercial mortgage broker and syndicator Michael Becker, and the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, G. Edward Griffin. Plus, joining us live and in person for his fifth Investor Summit, Peter Schiff. Plus, more to be announced. It all begins April 1st, 2017 in Houston, Texas. Visit realestateguysradio.com and click the tab that says Summit to learn more and reserve your spot. This transformational week is like no conference you've ever attended. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click Summit and make plans to spend a week with the Real Estate Guys and an all-star faculty on the 15th Annual Investors Summit at Sea.
Hi, I'm G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, a second look at the Federal Reserve. And you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program, heard every weekend on this great radio station. All the time at realestateguysradio.com and your favorite podcast providers. We're talking today about finding your tribe. Who are the folks you can associate with? Where can you go to find people that will give you good ideas, inspiration, be able to check your work, hold you accountable? lots of more ideas on the way. Before we continue that discussion, it's time to play Real Estate Trivia, your chance to win a prize by knowing our trivia question, which, of course, will have something to do with real estate. As soon as you hear the question and know the answer, send us an email to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. Include your name, include the answer to the question, and your mailing address, because if you're the winner, I'm going to send you a really, really cool book of quotes. We gave everybody at the Goals Retreat this as a gift when they left. It's a book called Whatever You Are, Be a Good One. And, of course, that is a famous quote by Abraham Lincoln. And this illustrator named Lisa Congdon, she put together this book of about 100 quotes that she illustrated. And it's cool to kind of look at it, read the quote, and all kinds of all-over-the-map quotes. But really, really fun book. That could be yours if you know today's real estate trivia question. Last week on the show, we talked about stupid investor tricks, and we asked this: what's the single most commonly used construction material in the world? The answer? It's concrete. Yeah, people use wood and they use steel and they use masonry and brick and all that, but concrete is the number one used construction material around the world. Here's our real estate trivia question for this week. Which country on earth has the most time zones? Which country has the most time zones? Now, as we researched this, we also discovered that you need to include all of their territories, dependent territories, right? That's how the list is compiled. So if you think you know, you want to research it, or you want to take a guess, get your answer to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. Include your name and your mailing address so that we can send you this book, Whatever You Are, Be a Good One by Lisa Congdon. That could be yours if you know which country has the most time zones. That's today's real estate trivia question. We're talking about finding your tribe, the folks you want to hang out with, the people that can inspire you and give you good ideas. And really, it's just a matter of setting a course to do that and then being smart about it.
So maybe it would be a good time to talk a little bit about kind of how do you do that, right? How do you figure that out? To me, it's a lot about mission, vision, values. We spend a lot of time at the Goals Retreat talking about that. It's something we talk about a lot in business. We talk a lot about personal investment philosophy. These values that we carry around with us either bond us to other people because we're compatible. We believe in the same things. We do business the same way. We uphold a certain standard of conduct in our personal lives and in our business. And when we do business with other people that reinforce those values, we draw closer. We feel empowered. We feel stronger, connected. Conversely, when you have a conflict, most of the time it's because you have a conflict of values. What's important to you isn't important to the other person, and vice versa. And so if you are more clear on your own value system, maybe even to the point of writing, as you took everybody through, the personal mission statement or a personal investment philosophy, and then being clear on that yourself, and then when you're talking with people, you can ask or look for evidence that they have some idea what their value system is, or you can begin to try to infer it based on your interactions with them, and then think about, does this thing really match up? When you have figured out your own values, at least for us, it's been very valuable, because we really put an effort into creating environments that show those values in such a way that people are either going to be attracted to it or repelled. And both are good. It's how we kind of prune the tree, if you will, or prune the tribe, to mix metaphors. You know, we're going to move the people away that really aren't a fit. It's not that they're bad people. It's just not a match. They're not going to be happy with us. We're not going to be happy with them. And that's fine. There's going to be other people out there for them. But the people who are looking for people who are like us will be attracted, and they come in. And that's a lot of what's been happening. We really encourage you to learn how to do that. And that's how you start to do it, is focusing on your values, looking for other people that have similar values, creating environments where those values show, and then letting the process take place. People coming forward, people backing up.
One of the questions we can ask is, where are those groups? How do I find them? If they don't exist, don't be afraid to think about putting one together yourself to get the things that you want. But there's a lot of existing groups, particularly in real estate, and it'll vary tremendously depending on where you are. As you might suspect, there are more real estate investment clubs in New York and California than there are in Montana. There's a heck of a lot more people in those places. In fact, I had an occasion to look up some of those to find out where they were. There are several real estate investment clubs spread across Canada. In the United States, we go from 8 states that have no real estate investment clubs to several that have tons of investment clubs. Los Angeles, about 25 real estate investment clubs in the greater Los Angeles area.
Well, and those are the ones that are published. There's others that aren't, right? I probably am going to guess in those eight states, there are people getting together talking about real estate. And when we went to Des Moines and we met with a bunch of farmers and folks that were buying agricultural land, they had a little group that got together and pitched their deals to each other before they ever put them on the market. So there's all kinds of places to go and people to meet. Some are really structured. Some are, there's dues and the meetings are these days at this particular hotel. And it's the same. Others are the meetups you find, which is, hey, let's get together and talk about investment property in Singapore. Let's get together and talk about tenant landlord law. Whatever it is, it's around a topic and they're just discussions. Some are free. Some have a price. If you're going to rent a room and those kinds of things, it's going to cost something. And some have profit motivation. A lot of the clubs will bring guest speakers in. Some of those guest speakers are there to sell you something, an educational course or a property. That's fine. Just understand the model. We ran our investor mentoring club for many years where we didn't bring in people to sell anything to anybody. It was all educational. That was just a choice we made. Doesn't make it right or wrong. It's just the way it was. So you start to go to these clubs and you meet these people. And I know, Bob, you've had an opportunity to speak at many clubs. We get invited to speak at these clubs. And it's such a wide range. And we can tell the difference in the culture of the club, what the tribe is like, because we go to so many. So I would suggest you do the same thing. You go to a bunch. Now, to your point, Bob, if there's not one in your area, could you start one up? We know dozens and dozens of people who, rather than lead a club to try to figure out topics and speakers, they just hold a cash flow game. They get Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow game and they play it and they teach how to play it. And there might be 8 people that show up and there might be 20 people that show up. And some of them have 300 people that show up and they play cash flow. And guess what happens when you play cash flow? You get into conversations about real estate and investment and stocks and your life. And when you get children in the game, what that means, there's a lot of things to talk about. That could be a great environment. So if you can find those places to go, go. Easiest things to find are paid seminars. You know, you go to see a guy who's teaching about a 1031 tax for exchange. I want to learn about that. So I go to a class about that. And maybe you've got a published author who's going to speak. When we were first learning about investing using your self-directed IRA all those years ago, before anyone knew that was even possible, we sought out some folks who were teaching in that arena. So that's a way to go. Now you figure I'm going to go to a thing on how to invest using my IRA. Who's going to be there? People who want to know how to invest with their IRAs. We've got something in common. Let's talk about that. So, and then once you're there, your behavior is going to be important.
And that is really important. This is where you begin to act out your values. It's how you get into these bonding relationships when you're communicating with somebody, how you talk, how well you listen, what you say, your attitudes about things, how you respect the environment or don't respect the environment. I mean, everything counts, Robert, as you often say, quoting Brian Tracy, everything counts. And so you're painting a picture to these other people whom you're interacting with about who you are and what's important to you. And either they're going to gravitate towards it or they're not. Now, I'm not suggesting you come in there and be fake and phony. Don't do that. Because they'll figure you out. After a while, you'll get relaxed, you'll get intimate, you'll start having casual conversations, and it will leak out. So better to just be who you really are and be the best version of who you really are. I'm not saying just go in there and don't care, or don't be strategic, put your best foot forward, but just don't be fake. Don't profess to believe things you don't believe. You know, I hate to say it, but there are a lot of people who you go into the tribe of a religious organization, and they put the little button on their lapel, and they're sharks, they're wolves and sheep's clothing. They're pretending to be people of faith. They're pretending to be people that uphold a certain value. And you watch it all the time. And these scamsters, they go in there because the affinity groups, the bond is so tight that people put their guard down and they go, well, because you're in the club, you believe what I believe, therefore you must be safe. And a lot of times nothing could be further from the truth. So, you know, we don't want to make you paranoid or afraid to go in and be open, but you do need to be wise. You need to be alert, and you do need to a degree be intentional, because it's like dating. You're going into the environment not to say, hey, first day here, you're my tribe. You're there to come in and go, well, this is really interesting. I'd like to get to know some people here and see if this is a fit for both of us. And if it isn't, they're not bad and you're not bad. It's just not a fit.
And part of the preparation is to have some talking points. What's the most common thing when you meet somebody at an investment club meeting is, hey, tell me about your investing or tell me about you. Make sure you're prepared to answer about that. So you've thought through, Also a really good idea to have a business card. Not the business card from work or your other company, but a business card about you as a real estate investor with your contact details. Great way to network. Ask people for their cards. If there's someone that you dig, right, who's there, man, this person, you know, gave me some good advice. Make sure you get their contact information. It may be that they're a member of multiple tribes. And sometimes it's multiple tribes for multiple factions of your life, but it also sometimes is, hey, I go to these events. I go to these events. We had a gal this weekend who's going to spend all weekend with us at the Goals Retreat. She's super excited about going to another event this week that's more about painting your vision. It's not about goal setting. It's about once you've got your goals set, painting your vision. So there's all kinds of places to go. Maybe you're looking for a home with one specific tribe, but maybe you got to get around a bit.
Well, and one of the ways to do it also is if you go to a seminar or something that maybe attracted kind of an eclectic group of people, and you're working the room and you're getting into conversations, and you kind of latch onto someone that you think is a good candidate. This is somebody I'd like to spend more time with. This is somebody that I feel comfortable around. I like the way they are presenting themselves. And then you build that friendship. You never know. When I got to know you, Robert, I just felt like you were a guy I wanted to know. I had no idea where that was going to lead, but it opened up a whole world, a whole group of people that were your tribe, not mine, and I kind of got invited into the tribe. And that ended up being a great thing. So you never know where you're going to find that person, but it's not just a person. It's their social network, and you don't use people to get to it, but you can expect that if it's a good fit with someone, that they're going to know other people like themselves, and it begins to open up a community to you that you might not have otherwise had access to.
You know, the Goals Retreat is not about real estate at all, but a lot of real estate investors that we know show up to it. We had a guy who came on the summit this last year, his second Goals Retreat, and I got to talk with him at lunch. Very successful multi-unit apartment investor, lots and lots of units, and he's considering another niche, another target type of property. And it just so happened that another couple who's in that very niche, I see across the room, and I said, oh, you know what? You should meet these folks because they've just closed on their first building, like the one you're talking about. And even though you're a seasoned investor, arguably more seasoned than they are in that space. And he's like, oh, I'd love to. And I put the two of them together, right? Great things happen when you're a connector, when you get around cool people. Now, some of these quote unquote tribes are very protective. There's a pecking order. You don't get to do business with one another without following the rules. That can be okay too. That can be set up for your protection. Just make sure you understand. We're talking about building your tribe. How do you find the right people to get around in your real estate investing and your investing career? Got some more ideas when we come back. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Need help with your real estate investment portfolio? Check out the resources page at realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, this is Patrick Donahoe of Paradigm Life. Wall Street and banks spend billions of dollars per year in advertising with the goal to convince you that they are the solution. But take a look around. None of their advice has worked. The number one concern of all Americans is still money. So are you ready for another way? I've spent the last 10 years teaching people like you a superior way to build wealth and financial independence outside of Wall Street. I've developed a free e-learning program called Infinite 101, where you can learn about the perpetual wealth strategy. In this free program, you'll learn how to build your wealth without a 401k, IRA, or mutual funds. You'll also learn how to establish private financing without ever having to walk into a bank again. These are just two of the many ways this free program can propel you toward financial independence. Simply go to paradigmlife.net and click on the register button on the top right corner of the page to gain instant access.
If you want to retire in the next 5 years or less through real estate, then please pay close attention. My name is Brad Sumrock, and I've taught thousands of my students how to replace their incomes, quit their jobs, and retire faster than they ever thought possible by not investing in single-family homes. You see, there's a secret to retiring fast with little risk, and it has nothing to do with being a landlord, fixing toilets, or flipping houses. The secret is multifamily apartment buildings. Starting from scratch with zero experience, I managed to pocket over $1 million in cash and retire from my 17-year corporate job within 3 years of apartment investing. Now, this is not your typical no-money-down real estate training. We believe in smart, hard work for intelligent people. So if you're good with your finances, have a decent job, or saving your money, and you're looking for a change and getting out of the rat race, then investing in apartment buildings might just be the answer you've been looking for. Send an email right now to Sumrock at realestateguysradio.com to get the details of my upcoming training event. And you'll also receive my free training webinar, Apartment Investing for Beginners. That's Sumrock, S-U-M-R-O-K, at realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, this is Donald Trump, and you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks for tuning into the show. Tell a friend about The Real Estate Guys. We'd love to have you at one of our events. Maybe we're a tribe you consider. Come on out and check it out. Meet some of our really cool folks. We'll be in Dallas, Texas for the Secrets of Successful Syndication, March 3rd and 4th. If you've ever wanted to raise other people's money to do bigger deals and have bigger fun and make bigger paychecks, well, come on out and check that event out. Lots of good stuff. All the details on our website at realestateguysradio.com. But, you know, whether or not you're interested in our events or just finding a local group of folks that understand you, that get you, real estate can be a lonely business. And, you know, which attracts a lot of mavericks and a lot of folks who don't necessarily blend in well with all those stock and mutual fund investors. So you got to find your tribe. You got to find where the people congregate that are like you and have you thinking and going and doing things that make you better and make you wealthier.
Well, you know, last week, you know, we talked in Stupid Investor Tricks. We talked about this loneliness factor and the importance of having a mastermind group and people that you can go to share ideas with and doing that. And that's really kind of what brought up this topic, the power of the tribe. Let's go deeper. How do you really do that? Why do you want to do that? I think we've covered a bunch of that. And so as we kind of wind down, I think the thing is, it's a time commitment. You're going to have to schedule some time. You're going to have to get out there. You're going to have to overcome some of your natural inhibitions if you're that way. Maybe you're not. You may have to put something together yourself. And so it's a level of commitment. And, you know, you gave the example earlier, Robert, that someone came up to you and you made a connection. But it's probably, and I wasn't there, but I know you well enough, it's probably because the person expressed themselves in such a way that you felt that you would invest or risk the relationship with the other person to expose them. You know, if someone comes to me and they're arrogant, they're abrasive, they're unappreciative, they're pick any number of things that aren't part of my value system, I'm going to look at them and I'm going to think, you know what, they've got a need. And I could introduce them to somebody that can help them, but I'm not going to do it because it's not worth the risk to the existing relationship, which I value more because that person is part of my tribe. So here's my point. When you are in a tribe, your responsibility as a connector is to protect the tribe.
Yeah.
You don't want to dilute the brand or the culture or introduce people into it that aren't compatible. Our mentoring club, our syndication mentoring club, our inner circle, the way it works is people have to apply and they get interviewed and the club has to vote them in. And the reason we do that is because everybody has to have a say about whether or not this person is going to be compatible in the group because it's our highest level of engagement and it is really a strong tribe. And we love it because of that. But there's a process, you know, it's like when you join the secret club and you have to learn the secret handshake and you have to go through all the steps to earn your right to be in the club. And just going through that rite of passage is part of the bonding experience. You know, in football, you go through double days. I had the unfortunate experience one year of signing up for football late and I showed up just as we were going into our first game and I had missed all of the hell week during the summer.
Which sounds like great. You missed that. But what you also missed was all the camaraderie, the team building. The bonding, the getting to know your brothers.
That's exactly right. I missed the bonding with the guys, and I was outside the circle of trust, and it took me a while to earn my way back in. I had to work extra hard in practice. I had to show that I deserved to be on the team, that I didn't try to skip out on that work, but there was a legit reason, and I was doing everything I could to earn my way back and earn my way into the respect of the team. And this is kind of what I'm talking about. So just as you think about this idea of becoming part of a tribe, starting a tribe, culture, mission, all those different things we're talking about, just remember that it is a sacred thing. It's a special thing. It's a community that you have a responsibility to. And if you treat it that way, it will work well. It will serve you well. You'll end up achieving so much more than you ever thought you could, and you'll really, really enjoy it.
You will improve in your life based on the environments that you're in and the people you associate with. You will also be dragged down in your life based on the environment you're in and the association. So choose wisely. In closing, ask yourself this. Who am I around? Who do I spend time with? What do those people have me doing? What do they have me thinking? What do they have me believing? What do they have me reading? Where do they have me going? And then the big question, is that okay? And if it is, you're in the right tribe. And if it's not, you're not. Go find a tribe, kiss a lot of frogs, and get around people who can make your life better, because the best things in life are when we get together with people that we love and trust and want to do more with and can support us and hold us accountable, and it's an upward spiral. We wish you all that success, and until next week, go out and make some equity happen.
This episode of the Real Estate Guys Radio Show is brought to you by Paradigm Life. Powerful cash management strategies using life insurance. Learn more at beyourbank.com. Mid-South Home Buyers. Low-cost, turnkey cash flow properties in Memphis, Tennessee. Corporate Direct. Asset protection strategies for real estate investors from attorney and rich dad advisor Garrett Sutton. Find these and other great companies under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. To learn how you can expose your product or service to the Real Estate Guys audience, call 888-489-7723 extension 4. That's 888-489-7723 extension 4. Or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on the Real Estate Guys Radio Show.